Dixie. Only believe. Yes, only believe. For all things are possible.
Would you come this morning and take the tithes and offering? Let's turn to page 34 this morning in Spira's songbook, When I See the Blood. Thank the Lord for that blood this morning. Amen. Oh, Christ, our Redeemer, died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Chiefest of sinners, Jesus will save. All he has promised, that will he do. Wash in the fountain, open for sin, and I will pass over you. Justly his due, hide in the saving, sin cleansing blood, and I will pass over. When I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, great compassion, oh, boundless love, oh, loving kindness, faithful and true. Find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. Believe that. Oh, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass. Let's sing that last verse again. And oh, great compassion, oh, boundless love, and oh, loving kindness, faithful and true.
find peace and shelter under the blood. And I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. This is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. And all things are ready now. The bridegroom I hear. The bridegroom I hear. Oh, don't you hear him this morning? For he that has an ear to hear, the evening time is here. Oh, this is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to me, and all things are ready now. The bridegroom I hear, he that has an ear to hear, the evening time. Let's all stand as Brother Donnie comes from responsive reading. Oh, this is the evening time. It's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. Oh, and all things are ready now. The bridegroom I hear, he that has an ear to hear, the evening time is near.
Amen. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here, especially to be here in this place with brothers of precious and like faith that we all come together to thank God just for being here today. You know, you stop and think about the little things in this life that just kind of skip over us and we don't look. I pulled out this morning and I did not see this car. But before that, a police officer was below me and he let me pull out of my driveway and it kind of held me up about 10 seconds. And that's all I needed because I did not see this little car and he just, boy, he was right by me. I mean, I missed him within about 3 foot. And, you know, I looked and didn't see. So we thank God for all the things that we just don't know. We just walk through this journey. Sometimes I do. I feel like I just fumble through it. And, he's standing me this way and standing me that way. And thank God for it. And I'm good to see everybody here and everybody online. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we, go to read his word this morning, we're going to read in Daniel 2:10-24. Amen. And as we go to the author to read here this morning, let's thank him for his grace coming unto us. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day you've given us, Father God. And I ask again, Lord, just touch and bless all those that made it through the door today. But in a special way, Lord, take that grace and mercy to the ones that couldn't make it through the door today, Lord. Bless them and strengthen them, Lord God, to bring us all back together one time, Father, because we're looking for that revival to come to us, Lord. Father, just keep us going down this road of journey. You sent your word to heal us and deliver us. And so, Father, strengthen our faith in all of us, Lord God. And as this blessed Brother Dale here today, Lord, as he's coming to bring the word to us, to feed us, to strengthen us, Lord, for the week coming. And, Father, prepare us, Lord. We ask now, Father God, that you just touch and bless the opening and the reading of your word. Be with each one here today. And, Father, reveal your word to us, Lord, most of all. that we can become that which you have designed us to be, Lord. We ask these things in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Daniel 2:10 through 24. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, "There is not a man among the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean." For this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel answered in counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone for to slay the wise men of Babylon.
Yes, sir.
Then Daniel went in and desired to the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. That they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning the secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his." He revealeth the deep secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth within him. King's matter. Therefore, Daniel went into Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said this unto him, "Destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation." Amen. You may be seated.
What a mighty prophet Daniel was. I'm thankful that God sent us a prophet in this day to show who we are and what God is doing in our midst. Amen. Let's turn to page 24 in the Spiral Songbook. Living by the faith of the Lord Jesus this morning. Amen. I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain. I know the Lord ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worries in vain. Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confide in His great love. What a great love that is. And from all harm saved, in His shelter and all, feel no alarm.
tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life. I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confined in His great love. From all harm safe in His sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close to my side? I'm living by faith in Jesus above, and trust and confide in His great love. From all harm safe in sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and I feel no turn to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting, confiding in His great love. From all harm safe in sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and I feel no closely, hear Him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch Him, you will never. Oh, just lift your hands and worship Him. Oh, He is here, hallelujah, He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless His name again. He is here. You can closely hear Him calling out your name. He is here. Touch Him, you will. Let's all stand as we sing it once more. Oh yes, He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy, again, so he is here. Listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him. Same.
Amen. His presence is so sweet with us this morning. So glad he's here. Because you're here. Brother Brown said he just bring those licks of fire together. It just creates a great atmosphere that he can come and speak to us. Let's change the order of the service as our brother comes this morning.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. For I want to see you. Oh Jesus, I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, oh, shining in the light of your glory.
Amen.
Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up.
Amen, you love me.
Shining in the light of glory. So pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy.
Glory.
Oh, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy.
Amen and amen and amen. And I want to see him, don't you?
Amen.
Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Glad to have everybody connected out on their airwaves and everything. We just appreciate it. I was sitting there thinking, I'd give a little quote there the other night where the prophet said that when these persecutions and things come, said we'd be meeting in old store buildings and homes and things. Well, we're already meeting in homes. They're around the day and the hour. We're already doing that, so we're fulfilling the word. Amen. But it's good to be able to say that we can at least worship, and for the time being, you know, and like it may get to where we can't, things may tighten down, but when it does, then God will take care of it there, and everything will be right on time. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. If you like turning your scripture, turn to Revelations 3. We'll go to verse 14. Then we'll go to John 4 and John 1. And also just, let's see. By way of announcements, now remember, the Lord willing, we'll wait to be doing this afternoon. I'm saying these, if Brother Luis will be taking Wednesday services, right? All right. Then Brother Aaron and Brother Bob will be taking the next Sunday services, because we're going, Wade and I are going up to Brother Forney's to dedicate his building. So we're going up on, and it's about 11 o'clock in the morning. So we're going up to dedicate his building and things like that. So we're doing that. We've had unusual times and things because we just got through a wedding, yesterday. Well, now we've got a funeral to go to this coming Tuesday, and Brother, Aaron and Brother Richard's dad is passed on, all of you know, and we'll be there doing the services on Tuesday and then Wednesday. So remember us and pray that the Lord would bless each one. Then the next part coming up, we'll be doing a church dedication. So we're just getting, everything's going, and we appreciate the Lord taking care of everything for us. All right? Any other announcements? Okay, so that'll just... We'll just go right in Revelation 3:14. Father, we thank you for this day and for this, the grace that you have bestowed upon each and every one of us. And we pray that you would just guide each one, that our hearts may be set on you, that our thinking, our all would be gathered and centered around to your mind and your thoughts. And Lord, just have your way. Remember the sick among us. Thank you for being with the Lily there and making everything to be all right. And Lord, remember all these others. Ashley had a problem there this past week, and AC's had his problem. So we thank you. You're there to taking care of all of the little ones and all. And then many others, Lord, and just bless each one. Have your way with each one. Remember our wife, Lord. Just take away these old problems of the sinuses, the congestions and whatever there that she's not able to breathe real good. She's maybe everything's okay on the side of the negative point, but now we need for the body to come into being, into the point of it being okay. We thank you and we love you and we just commit everything to you now. Guide us and keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Revelation 3:14. Because this is to this age, so we'll be taking a little thought in the next two or three messages to, tie together something. I don't know how it's going to work out because I may have to just back off and say, okay, Wade, you finish yours because I know what he's heading to on it, but I'm just trying to stay where I was, on the basis of the last thoughts that we had, you know, of the, point of being two creations are a spiritual creation and a natural creation. And so we're still going to be dealing with that line and thought, you know, to where it can be. Because one is a spiritual, the other one is a natural. All right. So just remember that. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. Now, let's go to John 4:24. Excuse me. Find where I'm at. Okay. Very familiar scripture with all of us. It says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Okay, back up to 1:18. It says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. So remember these announcements and things and of the future parts of Brother Luis with the service Wednesday. And we'll be here, the Lord willing, on those things. But then for the weekend, Brother Aaron and Brother Bob will be taking over Forest Cohen will be going up to dedicate the building. Okay. My wife wrote me a note, wanted me to read thanks to the church for everything. So let's get that. It says about my wife and I. It's, you know, okay. Cause I've been involved in it too. We want to thank you, everyone, for the calls, the prayers, the food that was sent, and then even the time of the anniversary when people gathered and come in and gifts and the different things of our anniversary and knowing that was 62 years. So we've had a wonderful time together. We're so blessed for having such godly people here in our church. We are so glad to have each one of you to cross our path here on earth. Still pray for my wife. She has she was negative on the point of the test, but still her sinuses is bothering her, drainages and things. She's coughing a lot. Pray that the Lord will take care of all of that and do that. So just remember to give her as much prayer as you can because the Lord knows we need prayer and everything, but just pray for her. Okay. All right. Now, I took a thought there the other day with points, you know, and I said I'd picked up some thoughts, but Brother Aaron the other night, remember when, or the other week so ago, he brought out a point, and I wrote it down, and I thought, well, I'll keep that, because that's a good point. But he brought out, and his point was that, you know, three things as it goes forth, first, it's a secret. All right? You remember that? And then his message he was bringing out. First, it's a secret. See, a secret is something that's totally hidden. No one knows what it is. They don't know how to explain it, because if you did, it wouldn't be a secret. I'm not in the days of what a lot of people think. You know, they say, well, it's a secret as long as you tell the other person not to tell what you're telling them. And it's if they do, you tell that person not to tell the other person what to tell. You know, trying to make some secret part. Now, a secret is something that cannot be comprehended by the natural mind. It is a total secret. And it's held into that position, and that's the way God does things. All right. See, then the next, it comes from a secret to a mystery. See, then you begin to understand a little bit about what this secret is. But it's still a mystery. All right? It's still covered over, or whatever you want to call it, placed to where that you can't see it perfectly the way you want to. But see, then the third thing is when anything is revealed or made manifest, you know, and taken it. So then that way the Word of God comes into view. So remember the point, and I wrote that down. I thought, well, that's a good thing, because it's when we started studying this message, you pick up the Bible, you begin to read, it's just a secret. You know, and you read it, you try to study it and things like that, but it stays a secret until things take place. Right. Then it can move into a point of a mystery, but remember, it's a mystery, and a mystery cannot be explained. All right? See, then it takes a revelation to explain the mystery, and then you'll see the secret. It'll all come into view. And I thought, well, that's a good point. I'll leave it on that. All right. Because what we've been trying to do now, and I want to continue on our thought. See, what I've been trying to do is to bring out a point to look at it that from this point of the secret to mystery, you know, and the manifestation, until light is brought upon a mystery, it's still a secret. But then when light shines upon that mystery, all right, then it begins to unveil and you begin to see the secret, all right? So what have we been talking about? Going back before the foundation of the world, going back into the mind of God to where that we could begin to see things and to understand it, all right? And then we're going to be dealing with beginning of creation for a little bit, you know, a couple of services on doing it. And the reason I titled that, you'll see the prophet used it. It's the beginning of the opening of the word, trying to get a little something to where you can see that it takes the prophet then to take the mystery and explain it. And once he explains that, then it's no longer a secret. See? But yet there's still something supernatural left that you cannot understand. All right? See, until it's fully revealed or made known or made manifest is a better word for it, because it comes more into reality. All right? So you started off with where we were on our last couple of messages, talking about what? That as God is bringing forth his word to you and me, then we begin to understand what he has in his mind that he wants to be revealed. Okay, we can go through and we will. We'll pick it up a little more in the next message or two where you can see that he wanted this to be understood. It was in his mind. It was a mystery in his mind. He wanted it revealed, how that he was God, he was Savior. But remember now, we have to understand a lot of things. You remember the last points we were thinking on. You have to understand something by revelation, because, just like I was trying to express one point, I remember that, see, God did not have to create But he done that for his own purpose of what it would bring forth his desires or manifestation. And he could bring things into being, and it would be no longer a mystery, but it'd be something revealed to you and I. So he would show himself as Father, Healer, etc. But remember, he could be Father when he created Adam and Eve. He could actually be called Father when he created the angels before the world. All right? So there are some things that can be without it having to be in full manifestation. See, then it comes on over as a Savior. Now, that means there's got to be something lost. All right? So just remember, study your Bible or your thoughts in that point, that in Genesis, when God created Adam and Eve, he was a Father. There was his manifestation. He was a Father. He didn't have to go through being sin, entering the picture, etc. So he had Adam and Eve in the garden in a beautiful situation. All right. Then sin entered the picture. And once sin entered the picture, then all right, it became a problem and all. And he would have to come and die and cover that. So that's what I want us to kind of do today, is to kind of back up into some of those thoughts and be able to bring it out to where that you can see that God's mystery secret has been made known. Amen. I believe that. I believe the prophet has made that known. Amen. We don't have to wonder about it. Yeah, right. We've got the message. Amen. See? So all we got, we just study the message. Amen. You go like to Christ is a mystery, and we can go through all of those things. And so great of a message that he even said it in there. He said, and we emphasize that a little bit, but he said, now, he didn't say go back to the seals and go over this and do that, or Daniel 70 weeks if you don't understand these things. Huh? He said, go to Christ a mystery. All right. See, then, because that's a mystery. But remember now, it was a secret. Things has to do. Things has to come into view. Then it becomes a mystery. You remember when you first heard the prophet talking? I thought, man, I'm enjoying what he's saying, but this is getting too far. I mean, he we'll read it in a minute where he says that God's first creation was God himself. And he said, wait just a minute now. There's something wrong here. I still have a mystery. I'm still wondering about these things. But yet then when he explains it, it's no longer a mystery. It becomes a revelation to you and I. And that's what we want to do, is to back up into the back part of God's mind and come out of there with having the natural understanding, you know, or not say natural understanding, because this is the point. Beginning of the creation. All right. First off, the word beginning, if you look it up, Webster's and the things, and look it in your concordances and things, you'll find it's an odd word. And we all look at it like something that is not there, but all at once it becomes there. And we call that a beginning. I mean, we say that's a beginning. All right? Now, that's the point of the word, but it's not the emphasis that I want to be brought into it. See, a beginning to me is when something is brought into light. Not say when it began. I mean, this is one Brother Branham says that really got me. He said the TV was in Genesis. He said in the garden. Well, I got a little sense. I think we all got a little bit, but it's not talking about a box sitting there that was a GE or whatever, you know, you plug it in and it runs all this out. It's some things that was taking place. All right. And see, it was things coming from Genesis that was a secret. Then it comes into manner to more of a mystery. But then it becomes into a point of being revealed or made known to the eye. See? To where that you can comprehend. All right. See, now, when light shines on an object, Light will bring that object into view that you can see what it is. All right. Now, it was sitting there maybe thousands of years. You know, that's what it's talking about, the TV and the thing that he said. See, it was there. But yet it didn't come into being. See? The TV was there, the things was there, but it didn't come into being until we're in the 40s or 30s or 40s when the TV began to come into view, you know, that we could see those things. All right? You could say, well, it had a beginning. Well, where did it have its beginning? It had its beginning in the garden. But we didn't see it like that. It was a secret. And it's still in a mystery once it even was brought out. I don't understand it. I don't. I remember, most of you don't remember, not old enough to remember the old tubes and the old TVs when you had a thing this big and that big and that big and a little screen this big. Most of you don't remember nothing like that because you're not old enough. But I remember there was a man that used to work on TVs. Well, he sat at my house one night and he explained to me for probably an hour what made the TV work. Well, you know what? When he left, it was still a secret. Huh? And he made it a mystery because he really made it, you know. Because if you'll remember something in the Bible terminologies, when you're looking at something that is not fully made known, just remember, hold on to that real close, because it's got to go from a secret to a mystery, to the spiritual eye.
Yeah, right?
Right? Yeah. Now remember the two creations we're talking about. What? Spiritual creation and then physical or natural creation and things to be coming into view. But the spiritual creation comes first. So we back up before time could ever begin, and we look at it as being trying to comprehend Almighty God. All right? And see, without this prophet to express it unto us, we would have never had a chance of understanding. Theologians can't understand. I mean, if you told a theologian that the Genesis, that the TV was back there, I mean, he would go haywire with you, because he wouldn't, you know, understand that unless he was a real smart person. Because then you had to bring this together, you had to get this together, you had to get this together, you had to do this together, you had to get all this together. Finally, it began to work. You know, and I never could understand the what they call it, the cat-hired radio, where they had to, you could actually, it was some way that thing would actually make sounds and do it and all like that. Because to me, it's still a mystery.
Yeah.
You know, all right? But now, my point, look at it. What is the beginning of something? There's whole thing. Settle down to one thing. What is the beginning to you? Is it when something comes into existence, or is it when something comes into the point of that you can comprehend? See? So there's your secret and mystery. See, something moving to a point you can comprehend. I mean, you think about God and the way the prophet described it as Elohim, self-existing. He existed alone. Nobody was with him. He was back there all by himself. All he had was attributes, and none of those attributes were in manifestation because none of them had been brought forth yet. He was not a father. He was all that. He wasn't God because God is an object of worship and there was nothing to worship him. We can go through the whole message backwards and forth as the prophet has brought it unto us to understand. But yet in finishing it all up, when did something begin? When did God begin? He said, well, Brother Dale, God didn't begin. Well, now, you're right. That's okay. God didn't begin. He had no beginning. But just remember, Jesus had a beginning. God had no beginning. Now, we've got a mystery. How would Jesus be Almighty God. But yet have a beginning. Huh? See, it takes a lot of understanding. I'm trying to get us to look at something new, because looking at it then as something you see first by the spiritual eye.
Yep, right. Yes, that's right.
You got to see it by the eye of faith.
Amen.
And you got to accept it by faith. And you can't say, well, I don't, you're just saying that back there, you know, there was a time that he wasn't God. He was always God.
Right.
He always was God and always will be God.
Amen.
But there was a time he could not be understood. Are you following me now? A time that he could not be comprehended. See? Then the theologians come along and take the wordings and things. They could do pretty good. They could come up with sonships and things. Of course, they'd run it into eternals and mess it up. But yet, they could come forth and understand the logos, theophany. See, Brother Branham never developed them words. I mean, them words was here when he came.
Amen.
And if you'll read him a lot of times, let's see, which one is it? I'll think of it in a minute, but he pronounces it, one word like logos, we'll just use that. But he'll pronounce it in different messages. It's got an entirely different sound. And he'll start out on something, and it sounds, the way he's pronouncing it, it doesn't sound right. Then in a minute, he'll pronounce it correctly. It's like he's gaining ground, and I'm sure that's what he's doing. You know, he's understanding how to pronounce those words. Not that he's going to school. See? But God is schooling him to bring him into the place that he could bring that down to me and you. And that's where I thank God for the point of it. Do it. All right? And getting to the point then, see that you see things first by the spiritual eye of faith.
Right, right.
All right. Then it can come into reality, manifestation, making it known. Well, when is the beginning? I'm just getting the, just letting you think on your mind. See, we think a beginning is when something started. You know, but we can put that as it started right here. Well, then we realize, like on, say, the atom bomb, for instance, you know, it took many, many years to develop that to a point that you could split an atom. You know, it took scientists many, many years to come to an understanding of how to split an atom. And then they turn around and say, I got enough right here in my hand to be able to blow the world up. And you say, I don't see it. Well, that's the point. It's still kept secret until it was made known. And then the secret little keys, you know, that they had to come up with. I say understanding is a key to me. All right. But I'm asking you to think with me on spiritual eye of faith. And how that will come in to a point that your natural eye will soon begin to comprehend things and you can see God in what you're looking at. Not see God maybe standing there, not a physical being standing there, but see him in the trees, in the grass, in the things and all like that. See? And you begin to see it. Like Brother Branham would say there over and over. What he said, you've never seen me. We'll get to that on our second stage, because this is what we're going to do. Stage one, stage two, stage three. Stage one, we're going to cover God and the basis of him coming into being.
Amen.
Then we'll come into the word, the logos, the things, etc. Of that coming into a spiritual being. Then we'll cover the beginning of the creation of God as to the mind of Christ and the Christian and what we are. How that you are a Christian. And see, now you are a child of God. You're a Christian.
Amen.
It's developed into something that's more realistic or tangible. All right? But now think about it. Going back in God's mind to the point that we can comprehend that we read the scripture there that says, and we'll get to it in a minute, where he says, no man is seeing God.
Amen.
All right. Now we can take that and we can use that, and but yet we can use our minds in the wrong direction, and then you'll start doing and saying, because the prophet is trying to bring it from a secret to a mystery to a found a revelation. And you remember the little child that asked the mama, can I see God? Asked the preacher, can I see God? Asked everybody, no, could see God? No, you can't see God. All right. Then run across the right one and see that was sitting in the boat and said, son, said everything I've ever seen is God. Well, it's according to how you're looking. See, that man, that when it come to the point, that man had over the years in his Christian experience serving God and being with God, he had developed a point to where that he could see God. But he could see it in what God made. All right. And see, that's the way we have to see it. We look back and we see a beginning. And we think a beginning is a starting point. It's true. It's, don't misunderstand me. Just understand now what I'm saying for the next step. It is a starting point. But yet we look at the starting point as to the Adam. And we say, oh, well, all you got to do is go over there and throw that switch. It'll blow the world up. Well, that's close. That can be done because of the bombs, the things that are done. But yet it took so long to bring that out, to get it to where that we can understand. Because if you remember, they were really afraid to set off the first atom bombs because they were afraid that it would start a chain reaction that would just keep rolling the atom and would keep splitting. All right. Then they found out that technically when they split the atom, that they did not split it halfway. This was greater coming on understanding. They didn't, when that atom come on and they began to start using it, they found out they didn't split it half and half. They missed it a little. Well, see, that was what kept it from blowing up. That's, you get it? That's what kept the world from blowing apart, was the splitting of that atom where they'd missed it just enough. Well, God had to plan that and bring everything into being to keep us from being annihilated, you know. All right. But think about it now. When you think about beginning, or you think about creation, what do you think about? What do you consider in your mind when you say, God had no beginning and will never have any ending? But Jesus had a beginning. And Jesus had a time that his body had to be redeemed. So now you say, okay, oh, wait a minute, you just give us the key because you're talking about his body. That's right. See, because that's what we want to get to. Remember one thing. In body, he was a man. Tangible. In spirit, he was God.
Amen.
So the Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself.
Amen.
Where? He was in that flesh that walked the shores of Galilee. Amen. But one day, that flesh now had a beginning.
Amen. That's right.
All right. Now, having a beginning, it would have to have an ending. And it did. One day that body was made eternal.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. Now you've got the whole thing that God and Christ are one.
Right.
See, I'm talking about the Godhead. I'm trying to get us to think on these things to clear up a little thoughts in our mind about the Godhead. See, when did God begin? Well, you say, well, he didn't begin. He always was. Yeah, but he can call himself the beginning. And there in Genesis, I mean there in Revelation, it says the beginning of the creation of God. And the prophet said, we'll read it in a minute, where he said, most people think that that means God created Jesus and Jesus created everything else. He said, that's not correct. He said what he is, that he's the beginner or author. You know, like author, writer, beginner, author of the creation of God. Now then, what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to get you to think about, is there was a time that when you remember that you studied your Bible, you read things, but yet one day you heard this prophet and he started explaining, and you're trying to understand one God and get it in the correct order. And the prophet said, now see there, he said, I'm a father, I'm a son, and said, I'm a human being. He said, but I'm just one. And he said, now that's the way God is. I said, wait a minute. This secret that I couldn't understand, because I read the Bible, but I couldn't understand the secret. Because I went into the mystery. But see, one day things began to unfold a little further as it became to a mystery. And the prophet began to explain that mystery. And I said, hey, I can see that. What could you see it by? Not natural eye, but by the eye of faith. You could see that God could, was what he was trying to do was reveal himself. All right, now that's what I want you to think on until we get through the series of this. Of a beginning of something is when God is going to try to bring it from the secret. May have to come through a mystery, a mysterious, but one day it's going to be made known. Amen. That's what we've had, if you understand what I'm getting at. We've had a wonderful, marvelous time in God's word to understand what mankind could not understand. Amen. It was a secret. It's still a secret to them. Amen. The best they can do is make it a mystery. Right? It can just become mysterious, but it doesn't help. But see, the end time bride has brought, the prophet has brought the message to the end time bride until he could just talk of things that's so simple that it would just be, you know, your mind is baffled in what he would say. You remember when you first started reading? You started studying this message from, and it's mysterious. Huh? And he'd say, now we don't believe in eternal sonship. But he said we can understand eternal Godhead.
Amen. That's right.
You can't have an eternal sonship, but you can have an eternal Godhead.
Right.
You can understand it that way.
Right. Yeah.
See, now it's coming from something that was totally even a secret to mankind. And it comes into a mystery that we begin to understand a little bit about these things. See? So then the beginning of anything is when something begins to be made known. We'll solve that whole thing. I hope you understand what I've been trying to get to with the point. The beginning of something is when something can be comprehended. That's the best way for me to describe a beginning. It's when something comes to the point it can be understood. Maybe it's still mysterious, yeah. Because even Brother Branham made that point, you know, he said that mystery is a thing that's revealed, but said even as a supernatural element remains despite the fact that it's been revealed to you. We don't understand all of it. No, we don't claim to understand all of it. But we've come to the point of being able to understand some things about God that we always long to understand. And we read, you know, no man can see God at any time. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth.
Amen.
We had a beginning time that we could start comprehending.
Right.
Right? A beginning time that when we could start comprehending or start being able to see or understand.
That's right.
Amen. All right. So think about how long you've been in this message and what you studied in comparison today to what you see to what it was when you first started. You know. I mean, when you first started, you know yourself that it was just a total mystery. It might have become from a secret to beginning to understand a little bit. But it was a total mystery. Because we couldn't understand it because we were trying to figure it out and put words in there instead of thinking about what is being said. So what was the prophet trying to do? Explain words? You know. I mean, you think about what we do a lot of times, you know, and we start talking to somebody about one God. And what do we say? Say, you know, now there's just one God. And said, now remember, he was a Logos, a theophany. And they're standing there looking at you. What is a Logos? Yeah. What is a theophany?
That's right.
And see, you've really made it a secret. Because
That's
a lot of times what we do.
Right.
We make it a mystery. God's trying to reveal himself. We're trying to make him a mystery. Claiming to be able to understand. All right. But listen. When something begins to come into being that you can comprehend it, there's your beginning. There's your beginning of it. Now you can start thinking about what that beginning is. But it's beginning in your thinking. See, it's becoming from a secret to a mystery to you. All right? See, then God can reveal that. Make it known. All right? He can show himself. And then you and I can understand it. The kids then can understand it. But remember that when it comes to the last, it's a mystery until it's revealed. Now, when it's revealed, then you can say, I see it. But you know, I think you'll agree with this point. Have you ever seen something so clear? It's just so beautifully clear. You're thinking on it and it's just so clear. And you say, I'm going down and explain to Donnie what I just saw. And it's so beautiful in your mind and you have such a vast understanding that you can go all the way back before the world with it and come down and see how God does this. And you walk up to Donnie and you say, Donnie, I'd like to. It's gone. You don't ever do that? It's gone. Then you got to go. Find that mystery and to see what's where you missed it at.
Yeah, that's right.
But what you missed it at is one thing. Now here's what's hard. It's trying to explain something. There's ways of explaining things that will help us.
Yeah.
I was telling you about it. Oh, Donnie can do it. He can take a car apart, put it back together. I take it apart and I do like I did with my wife one day when you know how the carburetor kits where the old two barrels especially, you know, they had a whole bunch of kits and parts in them, you know, and you didn't have to have all of it. There were just certain things fit that certain carburetor. So I was tearing a carburetor apart and put it back together and surprisingly it run. And my wife, she said, what's all of these? I said, I didn't need them. You know, well, you know what that meant to her. What do you mean? You're supposed to put them in, ain't you? Yeah. Nah, I didn't need them. Well, see, I wasn't saying, I didn't explain to her that that carburetor kit fit about 10 different carburetors, you know. All right. But you see, a mystery. Now think about it. I'm trying to get to a point to just ease into a thought. When you're talking about, and let's read that one. Go ahead, number one, brother. And let's just read this because I want to get this point to us. Of what we're talking about. This is taken from the Laodicean Church Age. the beginning of the creation of God. That is who the Lord Jesus says he is. Now, he's describing himself to the church age, right? Well, look, that is who the Lord Jesus says he is. But those words don't mean exactly as they sound to us. Just taking them the way they sound has made some people, in fact, multitudes of people, get the idea that Jesus was the first creation of God, making him lower than Godhead. Then this first creation created all the rest of the universe and whatsoever it contains. Now, when we get through explaining to the next stage, stage two, when we hit stage two, you're going to think that's exactly what he's saying. Then you're going to have to say, wait just a minute. We got to get this in the right place. Because we'll make a greater mystery out of it. Because we'll come right back to this. Then this first creation created all the rest of the universe and whatsoever it contains. But that is not right. You know that doesn't line up with the rest of the Bible. Well, then who created what? See, the words are, he is the beginner. And then you say, okay, he just began. Our author. Okay? Of the creation of God. Now, we know that for a surety that Jesus is God, very God. He is the creator.
Amen.
All right. Now, think about what he's saying. He's the beginner. Take that beginner as to be now a point of what I'm trying to establish. That there was a time it could not be comprehended. There was a time when no one could understand God. See? And then he began to send his prophets with the word.
Amen.
And they could start telling about God.
Right.
And it could come into being. All right? So then he's the beginner or author. See, now to me, when he says he's a beginner or author, author is a, you know, somebody writing. You're writing down. Well, see, what I'm looking at is there was a time we could not comprehend God whatsoever. All right. But he begins to condescend toward mankind. And as he does, he becomes the author of many different stages. Many things comes into view that we'll see him move to from father to son.
Right, right.
See? And that's not another person.
Right. Amen.
That's the same person.
Amen.
But yet it's what he's doing, see? He's the beginner. He's starting to tell the story. He's beginning to define or let us understand, you know, how did he come into being?
Right.
And he begins to be the author or the writer. The writer would signify the beginning again, see, or the thought is your beginning, you're writing it down. He brought it to the point we could understand it.
Yes.
So then he's not the beginning of the creation of God, like God created Jesus and Jesus created everything else. No. He's moving from one stage to the next stage, to the next stage, and doesn't change his personality as being of who he is.
Amen.
May I say it this way, way ahead of time? God never sent his son to die. Come on. He came himself.
Amen.
The one that died was the Father that died for you and I. But how did he die? He couldn't die as God or Father. He had to die as a human being.
That's right. Amen.
Okay. Condescending or descending or whatever your thoughts are of God. As he brings himself into being.
Amen.
And he's doing that from being the beginner of something or anything that needs, he's looking you out, you're looking out over the banisters, the prophet will read these things, and he said, what do we see? He said, we see a little white light as it goes across. And that's what, you know, I remember those because I'd read my Bible a little. And he said, see there? He said, that's that Logos. Yeah, well, I didn't have much understanding of that. But he said, see there? He said, that's the Son of God. Son of God. Now, wait just a minute. There's something wrong here because I'm getting up another person over here, but I ain't losing nothing over here. Because that's what you think you're supposed to do. No, just remember one thing. Don't throw away nothing that's revealed.
Amen. That's
right. Yes, sir. Just watch it unveil.
Amen.
Watch it in time will elapse over, but it still will unveil itself.
Amen.
It'll start unveiling and start being made manifest to be seen.
Right, right.
All right. See, then it's not that God created Jesus and Jesus created everything else. All right. But yet it is true that the Word, which is the Son of God, is the Creator God. That's what I say. Don't throw nothing away. Just let it unveil.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Let it go to the next stage, to the next stage, and you see it to where that you can say, hey, look, we're going all the way back. The prophet would carry us back to the mind of God.
Amen.
And then he'd go back and he'd say, to the back part of God's mind.
Amen.
And that's just going on back past where you can comprehend.
Right.
And see that eternity has no beginning.
Nope.
And has no ending to it.
Right.
There was a time that we couldn't comprehend these things.
Right.
It meant God would have to send the prophets to unveil all the way down through.
That's right.
And I remember expressing it here one time to the church when he was talking about Son of Man. I said, don't worry about Son of Man. We need to get Son of God straight.
Right.
I said, now when do you think the Son of God had a beginning? Well, everybody said 2,000 years ago. I said, even Scofield and these theologians, let's read them right here. Even they know better than that.
That's right.
They knew that Logos, that Theophany was the Word.
Amen.
He says it. I mean, Scofield puts it in his notes. They could see that it was the Word.
Right.
And see, by understanding it being the Word, then it could come forth into to a beginning. There was a time we couldn't understand. Then it slowly began to unfold. Well, all right. Author. Here it unfolded from Father. We can see he's a Father. It unfolded into Creator. God. Son. Etc. But never lost one person in all of that doing.
Right.
He kept it going. All right. See, the point of, to me, when I look at the beginning of something, I try to go back to find out the real beginning of it instead of just looking out at a car and saying, there's a car. See, I can remember that that car was one time it didn't exist like that.
Nope. Right.
And we're not after who, what was his name in the comic strip invented the wheel. Who was that? Thor, what was his name? One of them, you know, remember he invented the wheel, put a rod through the wheel and he'd stand on it and ride it, you know. That's, we're not going back that far. We're, you know, and they'd pedal it and do everything. But now listen, not to make a joke, but to make a point. The word beginning says to originate. Right. To be originated or be a religion, an originator. See, it means to originate, it means something that had a point that at one time it seemingly didn't exist. But then it moves into a position that can be comprehended and to a point that you begin to see that it does exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. See, then you look back and you see that before all of this, God has existed alone.
Amen.
Yet in him, he had attributes.
Right. Right. That's right.
But those attributes were his desires and things. He wanted to be made manifest.
Amen.
He wanted to bring them into being.
Amen.
He wanted to bring his family into being.
Right.
Like I said, he could be father with Adam and Eve. That's why I believe it like I do, that Adam had eternal life in his soul. Eve had eternal life in her soul.
Amen.
All right. Yes. And see, I want that start. That's the point I want to look at, because that's the point when we get on stage two, we're going to have to see that man come from Adam and them all the way to Jesus.
Amen.
What we're doing here doing this for a few more minutes is just making the point of trying to look at something and saying, when did that begin? Without looking at it as trying to figure out when it began.
Right.
Yeah. As you just realize that there's something that as it began, it really it was beginning in me and you to come into being.
That's right. That's right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Not to joking with the guy, but he made a wheel. Well, you know. Things started.
Right. Yeah.
See, we think of the start of something as the beginning of it. And that's true, all right? But remember, there was a lot of other things took place before that beginning could come into being.
That's right.
And see, that way you can go all the way back into God. All right? The author, beginning or author. An author is a person who writes a novel or a poem, something like that, to express their thoughts. You know, to bring those things into being. So he's the beginning of the creation of God. Now here's the one point I want us to deal with for just a second. He's the first one of a kind. The beginning is based on that basis. He's the first one of a kind. That's the beginning of something. The first one of a kind. Whether it be a wheel, whether it be this, whether it be that, what it be. It's the first one of a kind. All right? So then there was a time that our understanding could not comprehend that way of looking at something other than saying, well, they were, yeah, it finally come into being there. But to realize that way back before that physical part come into being, there was a lot of things had to move in to bring that physical part into being. You know, it had to be a lot of things happen over time, time elements and all like that for God to be able to bring it forth. All right. Now listen, let's get a couple of these little things and we'll go ahead to number two. All right. Now, if God created man in his own image, his own likeness, what kind of a man did he create? What did he create? A spirit man. All right. Now, what would be a spirit man? See? He didn't bring him into flesh man. He brought him into spirit man. Like himself. If you look at it, God can divide himself, but never separates nothing, never loses or anything. As a matter of fact, he gains. That's the one thing I think of the beginning of the creation of God and the thing, that as God unveiled himself, you realize every time he gives a new birth, he's expanding himself. When he gives a new birth to a child of God, you know, gives you the new birth, he's expanding himself. He's not losing ground. You ain't going to run out, as Brother Moat said, run out of pieces and run out of God. No, you're not going to do it. Every time he gives it out, it increases. Just like he took that bread and the fish. Every time he take that bread and pull it off and hand it down, it just increased. And it just kept increasing. Huh?
Amen.
Think on it now. To the spirit now. Man. Now notice, after he had made all the creation and created a spirit man, the close reading of this now to the one that asked the question, that God give dominion of the cattle and the fishes and everything to this man. Now physically, that's true. Mainly, what's he explaining? But in his making up there, he made man in his own image to lead the cattle, lead the beast of the field, just like the Holy Spirit leads the believer today. See, it's more the Holy Spirit is the leader that's in you. That's why I remember one time we went down to Robert Holland's, and he had an old German shepherd. That boy was rough. And he was up in the back of the truck. Well, I started to go around, and I told my wife and him, I said, y'all go ahead, and I'll stand between the dog and you, you know, if he jumped. And Brother Tatum, he's coming up through there, and he walked right by me, and he just went right. And that dog went, and I had seen him bite a tire in Jeffersonville, Indiana. We were sitting up there, and Brother Jeffrey said, you better pull that tire off. That dog had bit that tire and ripped out the side of it. You know, it was that tough. Big old German shepherd. Brother Tatum walked right by me, and he said, why, Blackie, what are you doing? That dog went. And I seen a man up in Irwin, Tennessee do that one day. The one that was really going at it. And he just walked up and laid his hand on it. See, there's something about some people that's different. I ain't going to do it. I don't have it. Okay? You die, you go ahead. But I will do one thing. I'll tell you, say, well, if you're going to deal with that, just give me your hat. Because if you ever have trouble with a dog, just take your hat off. Just hold it out in front of you. Unless that dog is trained, he never move no further. Just hold your hand behind that. They say you can do it with a knife. I've never done it with a knife. I've done it with a hat. They say you can flick a knife and it'll do it. But my point, okay, creations are what we get. Listen. He was, in other words, Adam, the first man in the lower creation of God. Now look where we're getting to a mystery, a secret.
We're going to read that again today.
Yeah, we're going to read this again. Okay. So listen. That's why I said we go so far and I see what he's going to. I'll back up and train off on something else and preach on it and come back to it. He was, in other words, Adam, the first man in the lower creation of God. The first creation of God, first creation was God himself.
Amen.
Then out of God came the Logos. The first creation was God himself. You mean God had a beginning? To us, yeah.
Yes.
To him, no.
That's right.
He never had a beginning.
Right. Amen.
So what is your prophet saying? See, first creation was God himself. In other words, the first one coming into being, if you're standing looking out over the banisters of time and looking back, and you look back there and you see a little halo of light, that's God coming into being. What? Coming into a position that you can comprehend him. You can see it a little. By the eye of faith, not by natural eyesight. But you can see it. You can understand him just a little. But he just keeps unveiling himself and keeps undoing it. Now, see, which was the Son of God. Look at it. Then out of the Logos, which was the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and out of the Logos came forth the man. The man that is what is, what man is he built? The spirit man. The spirit man. Spirit man is the first man. Because he first created Adam in spirit man. Then he created Genesis 2 and put him in natural body. Alright? So Adam had a beginning. Right?
Amen.
Of the spirit part, because that was what was brought into being.
Right.
But he had a beginning in physical.
Amen.
All right? You say, well, in the beginning just means the start of something. So, okay, Adam, it started here, and it started here. Now you got two.
Amen.
That's what I kept emphasizing the other day on that message, that where you got two creations. You got a spiritual creation, and then you got a physical creation.
Right.
Spiritual creation is just like that. What did God do? He made man in his image. All right. What is his image? Spirit man. All right. Now we're in the Bible. God is a spirit. Okay. See, now hold that point. God is a spirit. He's not just a spirit like non-existence or anything like that. He's a being. He's a person. So that spirit man that was created in Genesis was put into flesh in Genesis in 2 was the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the eternal God. the soul of Adam was God's own being placed within Adam. Eternal life.
Amen.
See, the brother, so he said today, he asked a question about that theophany. See, we're going to get into some thinking.
Amen.
It'll take stage two till we get to a lot of doing it. But still, Adam had the breath of it. That spirit man that he first created was put into the physical man that was his second creation, our literal creation. And Eve was the same because Eve was in Adam. And Eve was in Adam in theophany.
Amen.
All right, then she was taken and put into flesh. See? And when it did, there you got two creations. You got two beginnings, if you understand what I'm saying. I'm trying to describe a beginning when your mind is not locked on, oh, beginning. Beginning of Adam was when he was made in flesh. Now, the beginning of Adam was when he was made in spirit man. He was spirit man. That was his first beginning. All right. So God is the author of all creation.
Amen.
Amen.
See? He created all things spiritual and he created all things natural.
That's right.
And without him was not anything made, the Bible said that was made.
Amen.
Uh-huh. See, God's first creation, the first creation was God.
Yep.
Not meaning there was a time he didn't exist.
Nope.
Then all at once he jumps over into a No, there was a time that he existed in a situation, he existed in a position or doing to where that nobody could comprehend that. So he then moves out of that existence because we can't comprehend him in that existence. He moves into another form. See? Bringing him toward flesh, but not making him flesh. We got to get that second, we got to get that part in it on part two of what we'll get to. We got to get it to where we don't have no trouble when we look up there and look at what he's saying. First creation was God himself. Then out of God came the Logos, which was the Son of God. Well, now that looks like here's God and then out of God comes a son of God. I got the quotes. I like to bring every bit of it where you can think about it. Brother Brown said, see, he gave birth to his first son. Now remember what the Bible says about him. He's the beginning of the creation of God. When did God have a beginning? Physically, in Jesus Christ. Right? We'll get to those points. In Jesus Christ. Physically, in Jesus Christ. He became a son. But spiritually, was when God condescended from one point to another point. It's the same God. I got the quote here, what the prophet said. Did he send his son? He said, no. He came himself.
Amen.
See? So what happened here? From this, did this being here become this being as another person? Or did it become a son? No, I don't know. How are you going to explain it? You can't explain it no other way. But then you got to make sure you explain that it's not eternal sonship. See, just remember, if you'll keep it in mind, God never sent a son to die. He came himself. Who came himself? The great Jehovah, self-existing Elohim that existed back there before anything ever was or whatever. He moves over into another part or a being in the point of revealing himself, making himself known. He keeps unveiling himself, and one day he steps into flesh. The same God. The same being, the same person. That's where you got your one God correct.
Right.
So you ain't got your God in three persons. Because we're not dealing in three persons.
Nope.
When I look back and see God before the world, I see Almighty God as one.
Amen.
All right? Now, listen to what I'm saying. Who created? Now, we're going to have to think a little bit when we get on to that. But just remember, the Father never created. The Son created. But who is the Son? The Father made manifest. Not another person. Mm-mm. But it's just a point of understanding. See, what was the next stage? He explains it. What? In other words, Adam, the first man in the lower creation of God, the first creation was God himself. Then out of God came the Logos, which was the Son of God. Not another person. Same person moves over into another form.
Amen. That's right.
And he just keeps moving.
Amen.
He keeps moving. He comes through the Old Testament with the prophets and the things. And he just keeps moving. But one day he just stepped right out in flesh. A body thou hast prepared me. Now that's one thing the Father did create. That's the best way of saying it. The Father did create that body, because I'm quoting Brother Branham. Think on these things. I'm just trying to get a point to you to think on what he's trying to do, the beginning of our creation. All right, let's see. Go ahead. Let's do number 26. Stop on that one. There you go. This is off questions and answers. It says, no man has seen the Father at any time. Now, wait a minute. That man told that little boy, all I've ever seen is... See, now you're tripping over your own feet. It's not talking about that. Look what his answer is. Look, no man has seen the Father at any time. No man can see God in the bodily form. Because God is not in body form. God is a spirit, all right? No man hath seen the Father, but the only begotten of the Father hath declared him. Begotten. Adam was God's first created son. Jesus was God's begotten son. Begotten by a woman. Adam and Eve, when Adam didn't come from a woman. He was created. But Jesus came from a woman. The body, the flesh, the man.
That's right.
Came from a woman.
Amen.
So then he's right. Look at what he's saying. No man has seen the Father. You remember they said that? Show us the Father.
Yep.
He turned around to him. He said, have I been so long? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Okay, that's fine. But he wasn't talking about a flesh body. Right? It was the man inside of there. That body had a beginning as a human element. But the one that was inside of there was the Almighty God himself.
Amen.
The Father made manifest in another form called a son.
Amen.
Right? The Father made manifest in another form called a son.
Amen.
Just keep them thoughts in mind of how he just keeps unveiling himself. From one thing to another. Because just remember, there's three stages to what we're talking about.
Right.
Stage three is you.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we ain't got there yet. Stage three is you.
Amen.
Because you're the beginning of the creation of God. That's the message to this age.
Amen.
Not something that's going to begin, something that's done, already begun.
Amen.
All right. Think on these things. By the spiritual eye, let's go to a little bit further. Which one will we get? 26? All right. But notice now, there's nothing there, just space. There's no light. There's no dark. There's no nothing. It just seems nothing. But in there, now, I'm like this, folks. I've always tried to understand things in a spiritual sense. Just remember, there was no darkness there either. Because he was the light. It wasn't a dark, that's emphasis, that's explaining, that's trying to get the human mind to go from a darkness to a light to understand it. Just remember, I've never had any idea, even in the Trinitarian concept, that it was just darkness. No. That's just expressing it.
Right.
Where he's at is light. Amen. But it's a different light.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Different from what we are. See? But in there is a great supernatural being, Jehovah God, who covered all space of all places at all times. He was from everlasting. He is the beginning of creation. Now that's the title I've picked for that because that's what he's doing. When you say beginning of the creation of God, you get into emphasize, but when he's the beginning of creation, he's the author. That's God. Can't see nothing? That's when this person had a being. Who was he? The great supernatural being, Jehovah God, standing there. Then he begins to unveil. And he says, let there be light. Mm-hmm. Now you explain this to me one day because the Bible says, if you think I'm wrong on the point of emphasis, think on Revelation when it comes down to the point that we have no need of the light. What about coming to a place that you have no need of the light? That's just an emphasis, no need of the light. Why? Because he's the light. And wherever he's at is going to be a light. And wherever you're at is going to be a light.
Amen.
Not a light following you around. You're not holding your little candle up. No. Wherever you are is light. Because ye are the light of the world.
Amen.
See? Because he's the light of the world. All right? He is the beginning of creation. That's God. Can't see nothing. Can't hear nothing. Not a move of an atom in the air. Not nothing. No air, no nothing. But yet God was there. That was God. Now let's watch for a few minutes. After a while, no man has seen that. Now that's the Father. That's God the Father. What? No light, no nothing. We think it's darkness. We think it's just totally everything is X'd out. There's no light or nothing like that. Don't get that in your idea. Everywhere he's at is light. You say, Brother Dale, you seem to have the emphasis. Let me put my emphasis in plain language. I believe the one that existed before the world is a whole lot more real than you and I. Right now. Or anything you can do. When I go back and think about in his mind, I'm going back there and looking at the great eternal God. You say, do you think these things are real? Yeah, we don't need no cars when we get there. But what if you push a button and go? Now we've been in a space age when you can do different things, you know. What is that? Beam me up. What's this? Yeah, Scotty, beam me up. You know, and it's in the spaceship, and he goes all the way up to the top floor and walks out. You know, I'm not that dumb. Stupid, not that dumb. But I'm saying one thing for certain. Whatever being that you would want to call God, heaven help me, no words to express it. He's more real than anything you and I could ever think of. And he always was that.
Amen.
You think of these things that they do and they put it into science and fiction movies, you know, and it, where people can just run through walls. They can do this. They can do that. And when you get through thinking about all that, just remember every one of them is going to be stopped with a bullet. But what about one who always existed? He wasn't sitting back before the world Well, I wonder what's going on. I don't know. A split second, he comprehended what he wanted to do. I emphasize that, a split second. In a split second, he had it all into being. He didn't have to sit down there and, well, I wonder about this, I wonder about that. What should I do here? Because his first decision was the right decision. Ever how he made the world was the way he wanted it. Ever how he made man was the way he wanted it. He didn't have to figure it out. He didn't have to sit down and think it over. He was Almighty God. Think on these things. Let's get one more. All right, go ahead. Number 28. It's the next one. Yeah, 28. No one has seen God. Okay? Because God is a spirit. Now, I'm talking about bodily form. God is a spirit. Right? Now, the next thing we begin to see by eyes of supernatural looking, we see a little white light forming out there. What is that? That was called by Bible readers logos, or anointed, or the anointing, or as I was going to say, the part of God began to develop into something that human beings could have some type of an idea what it was. It was a little light, lo, and a little light moving. That was the Word. Now God gave himself birth to his Son. Is that a second person? No, this is when he condescends, which was before there was even an Adam in the air to make the Adam. That was Jesus said, glorify me, Father, with the glory that we had before the foundation of the world, way back in yonder. Amen. Not giving birth to a son as a second person. No. Think about it. Think about what he's saying. That what he's doing, he's explaining that he's coming forth. There was a time that he could not be comprehended. And then gradually he begins to unfold. To make himself known. Until one day he stands on the earth as a child. All the way into a human form. The great eternal God. He's the beginning of the creation of God. And you know what we are? The prophet says we're the continuation of that creation. We've got the quotes. We're the continuation of that creation. So however how he comes, that's the way we come. Now remember, he never sent a son, he came himself. All right, what are you? A child of God is God made manifest in another form. A child. I'm a child of God. So I'm manifest in another form. What? To look like, to act like, and to do like, and to pull it all and to do it all, but yet still, listen. God never sent a son. He came himself. Amen. Calling Jesus on the scene. In body, he was a man. In spirit, he was God. That was Almighty God in human flesh. Almighty God stood on earth in human flesh. No, he was the Son of God. The human body had to have a creator to create it. But the spiritual man within inside of there was Almighty God. That's why I differed with the brothers when they kept bringing all that about the River Jordans and the things like that, you know, and saying he wasn't God till the River Jordan and all. No, he was born Emmanuel.
Amen.
He was born Lord to Christ. I just couldn't see what they were talking about, and I still don't see what they're talking about. I understand wordings that they're saying, but I don't understand why they would try to bring something like that.
Right.
See?
Amen.
But around said, little Jehovah. What about a prophet? Look down and see something like that. And he said, little Jehovah, crying in a cradle. Amen. Said, little Jehovah with no teeth. That he could just keep going back.
Amen.
Little Jehovah, the same one that walked on the shores of Galilee. The same one that stood before the world ever begun and said, let there be. I enjoyed one time that, I mean, I didn't in all of them, but we used to go down to the, what was it called? The Passion Play, or what was the name of it? Yeah. And, we used to go a lot, and I enjoyed it. And one time that they had the scene, and that was the best of all I've ever seen, because it showed like a whirl and rock, you know, things, and just like, and here stood a man. You know, it's a play, but get the point. Here stood a man, and he said, let there be. And things started bursting, and bombs, et cetera, as you'd call it. You know, things started coming into being and forming this and forming that. The next scene, a little baby laying in a cradle. That was the same one that created.
Amen.
The same one that said, let there be. Was now laying in a cradle. I said, somebody caught the point. You know, I understood it. They said it. They could never use that no more because it was somebody, they got a what you call it, they got a copyright onto that, and they could never use that again by anybody else. It's a good point because that's who that was.
Amen.
That one that was standing before the foundation of the world was Almighty God, not a human element, flesh, Almighty God. And he turned and said, let there be.
Amen.
He just kept speaking it. Till he finally come to man. He said, okay, now we've got it up to here. We can create this. We said, I got to do it a little different here. So he had to create a spirit man. Was that spirit man somebody else? No. That's what the point is. When that man, just for Adam alone now, Adam and Eve, they were the only ones that had eternal life in their soul. Back there. You don't bring it on down to Cain or nothing like that, because sin entered the picture and took it away.
Amen.
But there they were. There that eternal God stood on earth in a form.
Amen. Right.
Put that into human flesh, you got Adam.
Amen.
Put that into Jesus Christ, you've got Almighty God made manifest.
Right.
Put that into the bride of Christ, you've got the beginning of the creation of God. And we are the rest of that creation. Think on these things. Come on, musicians. Think on these things. I just want to make a point, then we'll back up, see. Because when you think about it, it's going to be like three stages. It's up from there up to the Word, the Creator, from the Word Creator up to Jesus, from Jesus up to you and I. And it'll bring it forth. Let's stand together. Anybody have a need? The altar's open. I'm just trying to express the word beginning. It's not like we say, well, it's a beginning. Well, that had a beginning. Where did it have a beginning? It took thousands of years to get an airplane here, but it had a beginning way back yonder. But it finally got here. It took God thousands of years to bring his church into being. But she got here.
Amen.
She's here now. She's Amen. The beginning of the creation of God herself. Go ahead, brother, Amen. What we got.
In the presence of Jehovah, God Prince of Peace.
See, the eternal life that you have inside of you right now never had a beginning.
Hearts are mended.
That's a part of God. It had a time that it didn't exist in a situation the way it is now.
Yeah.
But not a beginning. God never sent a son to die. He came and said.
Of Jehovah, God Almighty.
Amen.
He's the Prince of Peace. Our troubles vanish, and hearts are of the King.
When answer happened,
oh, in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace.
It was all meant to come out to the right place for people to be able to see, that they could see you making yourself manifest in your people, and things can't harm that. And we thank you. Thank you for being with our brother and them, Lord. And just be with the family. Take care of all of them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In the presence.
You've already taken care of this little problem there. And now you just make it manifest. Take away this growth or whatever it is. We don't worry about it. We know who you are. And Jesus is your name. Anybody else? Amen. Just remember the service this afternoon. Remember Wade and the ministry. Pray the Lord will bless each one. Okay. You're dismissed. Father, just be with all of us. As we dismiss, go eat a natural meal. Bring us back together to hear your word. We love you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 o'clock.
God Almighty, O Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are made.